Delighted to say that I'm joined by the somewhat newly appointed president of the GAA, Gerla Burns. Gerla, how has your first couple of months in the role gone?
It's very busy, I have to say, but there's a great buzz with it, like being here today in Letterkenny, giving awards out to the Future Leaders GAA Transition Year course for schools. It's a fantastic leadership course to do modules in refereeing and in coaching. And here they are organising a blitz for the young national schools in the area, young people organising for young people, refereeing it, managing, doing all of the things. These are the sort of things that keep the GAA going.
Yeah, and you just mentioned you're here at the Future Leaders at St Eunice College, and you're making your way around the five schools that have won the gold medal awards. Just how important are these kind of initiatives for the young people in the community?
They're very, very important, because we need to be creating leaders, and we need to be creating referees and new managers, and we need to be developing this innate skills that young people have to become leaders and to step out in their community and become members of committees and become coaches. Because in the modern era, we live in an era where, you know, everybody has their price, nobody's prepared to do anything for nothing, but the GAA is the antidote to that. And somebody once said, you make a living out of what you get and you make a life of what you give. And when you spend your life in the GAA, that's what you spend your life doing, giving to others. And it brings its own reward.
And you're up in Donegal this week. We have a big weekend in the Ulster Championship. Will you be making it to Derry at the weekend to see Donegal and Derry at Celtic Park?
I'm actually on the other side of the country on Sunday. I'm actually in Waterford on Saturday night for a club dinner. And then I'm over in Ennis for the first round Munster hurling match between Limerick and Clare, and that promises to be mouth-watering. But believe me, all weekend I'll be keeping an eye on events in the north and seeing how that goes as well. Because of course, with Armagh being in the semi-final, we're keeping a very, very solid eye on the other side of the draw.
That's right. And you spend a wee bit of time up here in Donegal. Do you enjoy coming up to the county?
I do. I would consider Donegal my second home. During the summers, it used to be my first home. I was the Ardweister of the Cursalunas, Lochinure. Part of my heart is still up there, and I absolutely love it, to get up there as often as I can. And I have a real close affinity with Donegal. I absolutely love every aspect of the county, because that's where I used to come to learn my Irish. And I just love the language and love everything to do with this county.